There's just always been something about the month of October for me. And the first time I wrote about it was in the year 1993. I just dug out these poems because I was finding myself thinking poetically about October, and I thought, this isn't the first time. Let's take a look at what I've said before. So in 1993, I was 15 years old, and I still remember fighting with my writing teacher about this poem, a particular line in it. Okay, this is simply called October 1993. October mornings, golden as our waking embrace, chill our heat as day begins. October afternoons, warm and crisp as the smiles on our souls, entwine us into her falling colors. October evenings, cool as only my wrist on your brow, welcome us into the darkened autumn. October nightfalls, damp as our restlessness, invite us to stay until morning. Pretty obviously written by a teenage girl, but there's still something about it that just evokes those feelings for me that I had then. This next I wrote in 1999, just as I was beginning to embark on a cross-country journey that did turn out to be ill-fated. Boy, that was a it was, I think, completely obvious to everyone around me that disaster was going to happen, but no one could have told me that because I was very headstrong and I knew what I was doing. So I was saying goodbye to my homeland. And so this is called Farewell October. The leaves are falling on my Missouri, and my reverence for October is falling too. I'm constructing a slow goodbye to all I've ever known, and wonder if it knows me, or if I've just been a lowly tenant here, a mere scuff on the vinyl of this earth, an accidental litter bug, just another oxygen eater. I used to help my mother in the garden and coax the tomatoes to grow, just enough for an occasional sandwich, but to hell with the rest. Summers, my brother and I went out with a scythe and sliced paths into the forest around us, slivers of exploration, a tiny preparation for today. 5 years ago, I wrote words of October brilliance, basked in the sensuous smells and dampness of the coming cold, loved October for its wistfulness, delighted to jump into piles of just raked leaves. Now I wonder what else October may bring me, since I've given words to it. Will it give me a warm farewell with the wave of a fiery tree? Or will it just sadly wilt away, browns, turning slowly to sticks? And then apparently I went ahead and wrote another one around that same time. Oh, my October, once I wrote of you with youthful sexuality, just awakening as your dead-tipped leaves were falling. Once I offered my naked soul to you as I lay in piles of your freshly gathered leaves. I heaved my hopes onto your shortened days, whispered to the orange moon of the magic I saw in you, and held my breath in silence as you slowly turned into something else. Now I'm beginning to love you a little less. I'm saying my gentle farewell to you, my whispers a little less loving, less reverent, less sure of you. Just as I was sure of you melted into a colder, harsher you, a sharper bite, too hard for my delicate skin, these delicate bones.